This procedure is undertaken for Dr. Tamamon on the 7th of January 22nd, 2013. Patient name is Anthony Waltson. That's A-N-T-H-O-N-Y space W-A-L-S-T-O-N. Date of birth is 03-14-1963. Primary care physician is Dr. Chapman. That's Lewis Chapman. That's L-U-I-S space C-H-A-P-M-A-N. Address is 4777 East Outer Drive, Suite number 1664, Detroit, Michigan 48234. Phone number 313-416-6200. Fax number 313-369-1977. Not with friends for visiting. Consult with Newcastle. We had the pleasure of seeing Mr. Walson, our cardiac unit today. Pete, as you know, he's a very pleasant, 49 years old African American gentleman with a pathmatic history of rehabilitation, hyperlipidemia, and coronary disease. There's a post left heart cath addition, which was done on September 21st, 2010, with successful revascularization of the SAA with 3.5 times 28 millimeter, 3.5 times 23 millimeter, and 3.5 times 28 millimeter stents. So in total, three stents. He's in our cardiology clinic today for a new consult. Pete Nusagafon, today the patient said that he is relatively doing well. Pete, he denies any chest pain, short of breath, or abdominal proximity. This patient, he denies any lightheadedness, this is a vertigo, Pete. He denies any palpitations, sick or basic of attacks, or with a sudden loss of consciousness, Pete. He denies any lower extremity pain, intermittent claudication, speak collocation, varicose veins, Pete. Also denies any lower extremity swelling, Pete. However, recently the patient had a history of chest pain, which he was admitted to the hospital, but further evaluation did not show any significance, any cardiac significance of his chest pain period. He is following up with his primary care physician regularly. He is compliant with all of his medication. Period of severe false medical history, number one, hypertension, period of number, hyperlipidemia, period of number, coronary artery disease, status post left heart cathetization on September 2010. Period. Next paragraph, family history, significant for hypertension and brief arterial disease in his parents. Period. Next paragraph, social history, he denies smoking, drink alcohol, using any illicit drugs. Period. Next paragraph, allergies, he's not known to be allergic to medication or food. Period. Next paragraph, current medications, number one, Plavix, 75 milligrams of sedative. Period. Next number, atenolol, dosage and frequency unknown. Period. Next paragraph, number, Levitor, dosage and frequency unknown. Period. Next paragraph, lisinopril, dosage and frequency unknown. Period. We ask the patient to bring his medications on the next follow-up visit. Period. Next, we have physical examination by the center of the visit. His blood pressure is 148 over 106. His pulse is 102 beats per minute. His weight is 203 pounds. His height is 5 feet 11 inches. Period. We discover the normal physical finding template. Period. Next, we have diagnostic investigations. Number one.
What is this stuff?
2D transthetic echocardiogram done on November 20, 2012, showing regional wall motion abnormality consistent with limited inferior and inferior lateral ischemia versus partial thickness infarction. Period. Overall, of the left ventricular systolic function is preserved. Period.
So what do we have done for this guy? Well, there's an active somewhere in the brain. Why the fuck
is
this?
I don't know. Did he give it to you?
What's it? It came with the chart. It was already in there.
That means it was already seen. That's a medical record.
Oh.
Period. Next number. Exercise SPECT myocardial perfusion imaging done on November 20, 2012, showing borderline to abnormal myocardial perfusion scintigraphy with evidence suggestive of exercise-induced completely reversible myocardial ischemia in the usual distribution of the left anterior descending artery, left anterior descending coronary artery, but without definitive evidence for myocardial infarction. The diaphragmatic attenuation of the inferior wall was present. As well as the chest wall attenuation was evident in the images. Motion artifact correction was utilized at rest. Uncorrected motion artifact was present at stress. Next number, chest x-ray done on November 19, 2012, showed no acute cardiopulmonary process. Period. Next number, lab test done on November 20, 2012, showing sodium 140, potassium 3.8, chloride 104, carbon dioxide 29, iron gap 7, urine nitrogen 18, creatinine 1.7, hemoglobin 15.1, hematocrit 47.2, platelets 178,000. Here, next paragraph assessment and plan. Number one, coronary artery disease. The patient has history of coronary artery disease. Status of left catheterization done in September 21st, 2010, with successful revascularization of the RCA with 3.5 times 28, 3.5 times 23, and 3.5 times 28 stents. Period. Well, today, the patient denies any chest penetration or breath period. His recent status report on November 20, 2012, showed abnormal results. However, attenuation cannot be excluded. We will continue to monitor him closer, and we'll continue the medical management with no intervention required at this time being, and we'll follow up with him on the next follow-up visit for re-evaluation and manage him accordingly. Meanwhile, he is to continue the same medication regimen. We also advise him to contact us immediately if you notice any chest pain or worsening of chest pain. Period. Next number, hypertension. On today's visit, blood pressure is 148/106, which is elevated. However, the patient means that he is having some stressful situations at home. Period. We recommended him to continue the same medication regimen, adhere to strict low salt and low fat diet, and we also ask him to bring his medication on the next follow-up visit to know the doses and the frequencies. Period. We'll follow up with his blood pressure readings on the next follow-up visit and manage him accordingly. Period. Next number. Hyperlipidemia. The patient is taking Lipitor currently, but dosage and frequency is unknown. Period. He is to follow up with his primary care physician regarding frequent lipid profile testing and LFTs on a target LDL of less than 100. Period. Next number. Renal disease screening. The patient's recent blood works, which was done in November 20, 2012, showed revealed a urine nitrogen of 18 and creatinine of 1.7. Period. He has to follow up with his primary care physician and nephrologist regarding further evaluation of these findings. Period. Next number. Please go back to the number one in the assessment of lung coronary artery disease, and please add to that 2D thoracic echocardiogram, which was done in November 20, 2012, showed regional wall motor abnormality consistent with limited inferior lateral ischemia versus partial thickness in function, with overall left ventricular function as preserved. Period. Next paragraph, thank you very much for allowing us to prepare the care of Mr. Watson. Period. The phone number I'm provided for him to call with any questions or concerns at that time. Period. See him back in our clinic in 2 months or so necessary. Period. Meanwhile, he is instructed to continue seeing his primary care physician. He got to continue the first care business. Paragraph, thank you very much. Please listen to the graph. This is Mohammed Hussein. That's MOHAMED, space HUSSEIN. Medication, the claim for Dr. Tamar Mohammed. Please see the end of the question.